Simultaneously, the hottest and coolest band from the Pacific, that's Aotearoa, New Zealand's Fat Freddy's Drop here at WOM Adelaide 2007 Live. And joining us in the studio is Michelle Smith from Radio Adelaide. Michelle, welcome, and you've got some special guests here.
I have. I'd like to welcome to WOM Adelaide 2007 Live Natalie and Carlo from Blue King Brown. Hi, guys.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well. Now, as percussionists, you're certainly no strangers to the WOM Adelaide experience.
That's right. Yeah, we were here about... I think it's about 4 or 5 years ago with the Jump Up the Trio, and that was really fun. Yeah, we were just sitting in with those guys playing percussion, and it was a great experience.
But this is your first appearance at the festival as Blue King Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been amazing. This is one of our favourite festivals, and we have such a world influence, but we're trying to do it in such a refreshing sort of modern contemporary way, and this festival is just a perfect playing ground for us.
And has the festival lived up to your expectations thus far?
Oh, totally. Yeah, man, like, you know, the world music superstars are here, and, you know, we listen to a lot of world music, and for us, yeah, like Carlo says, it was a really big deal for us to get on this bill. You know, it's a festival that we've always dreamed of playing, and to be here with our own band is awesome. We're loving it.
Well, as you said, Carlo, you are a group with a very global sound. So do you find events like this significant in terms of being introduced to and connecting up with other interesting musicians from, like, all over the planet?
Definitely. Yeah, already there's been amazing hookups and with different people and artists. And, you know, that's what the beautiful thing is about festivals. You meet other amazing artists, and your network opens up, and friends and relationships that carry on for years and years. And
so we can expect some great new projects being conceived out of WOM Adelaide 2007.
Yeah.
Now, despite the 37-degree heat here at WOM Adelaide today, Blue King Brown has still had the crowds on their feet and fully dancing, as well as clearly appreciating your politically astute lyrics. Are both things of equal importance to you? That is, you know, providing music with a message and great beats?
Definitely, yeah. And Blue King Brown, you know, we always say that it's an even balance there. It's 50-50. 50% is the music and 50% is the message. And each complement each other so well and has, you know, worked throughout time. You know, so many artists have delivered music with a message, and it's something that we're really, you know, grateful that we're able to do, is to cruise around and promote, you know, a positive message and play music and just, you know, get together with a room full or a festival full of people and have a good time. That's what it's all about.
Now, you've just recently signed up with Michael Franti's management, is that
correct? Correct.
Okay, so what's that going to mean for Blue King Brown?
It means...
you get a rest,
kind
of? Because you've been the manager all this time.
Yeah, I have. I mean, for me, it's an amazing load off. Or not? Yeah, it's just I get to work with more people, and I'm still a major part of the planning, and now have such an amazing team with Gorilla Management, and we've been working with them over the past month, and good things are starting to happen, and it's really good. It is a big weight off my shoulders, and I'm loving it.
Okay. Well, look, Carlo and Natalie, have an absolute ball at the festival.
Thank you, we will.
And thank you for joining us on WOM Adelaide 2007 Live.
Thanks for having us.
On Indigenous and Community Radio across Australia, you are listening to WOM Adelaide 2007 Live from Botanic Park here in Adelaide. Now, in Indonesia, traditional music, and in particular the gamelan orchestra, are as revered as religion. The 16-member group Samba Sunda hail from the Sunda region of West Java, and they've become innovative ambassadors for their rich culture by integrating non-traditional instruments and elements of other cultures into their repertoire. Let's have a listen to them here.